I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello, welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
You're like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right, call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
You know, I don't know that we planned it this way or not, but it turns out to be perfect. You know, right now, one of the biggest vectors of rabies, and rabies is still here in America. Who starts a radio show talking about rabies? Of course I do. But it really is more of a problem than you might think. One of the most major contributors to rabies are cats. They're community cats. So the more that we can vaccinate community cats for rabies, the less rabies we will have. It seems to be common sense, right? Well, they kind of tie into one another because we do have an issue with, we don't know how many feral cats there are in America. We know there are about half as many to one and one half as times many as owned cats. That's millions and millions of feral cats in America. No matter what number you land on, it's millions of them. So what do you do about the problem? Well, Louise Holton will be here to talk about it. Dr. Richard Ford will be here to talk about what we can do to even lower that rabies number further, because it would be nice and appropriate if it were zero, and he says we can get it to be that. Also, I will get up on my soapbox and talk. I will give a political stump speech about where to get dogs and where not to get dogs. Most of all, here to take your telephone calls. Our telephone number, 866-554-PETS. Last time I checked, 866-554-7387. In Pennsylvania, John, you're on the radio. Hi.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a dog who is now a little over a year old. It's a part Burmese mountain dog. We don't know what the other part is, but we believe it may be a retriever or an Irish setter. Mm-hmm. A fairly big dog. And I take the dog, I said, is about a year old, and I take her out in the woods with me, and she's very good in the woods when I take her for a walk. She'll stay within 20 yards of me and always look around, and I even tease her sometimes and hide behind a tree, and she comes running and looking for me. So she stays very close to me in the woods, which is excellent.
Yeah, by the way, by doing that, you're helping to reinforce her keeping an eye on you. So beside being fun, it's actually a good training technique.
I thought so. But now the problem is when I have her at home. She's at home, and we always have to have a leash on her. We have a second dog then, too. We have a lab retriever for a second dog. And I'll leave our Burmese mountain dog, her name is Shawnee, I'll leave her out in the yard. However, when I take her leash off, she likes to bolt and run through the neighborhood, and I can't catch her.
Oh, it's fun.
Like night and day.
Yeah, but that's a game of chase, and it's a lot of fun, you know? So she's also more familiar, more comfortable, perhaps, than in the woods. But for sure, it sounds as though the first time it happened, you did what anybody would do. You chased after your dog, and then your dog is thinking, well, this is a great game. So you can't let that game happen. So there's a couple of ways to do that. One is to put a long leash on the dog, for starters. So there's no way your dog can run off. But make it long enough where your dog feels like, oh, I can run off if I want. Don't give your dog the opportunity to do that, though, and call your dog to you. So your dog is a foot away, 2 feet away, but in the yard, and say your dog's name and come. And it's even fine if your dog knows you have in your hand the most amazing treat for the dog. If your dog is food motivated, have little pieces of cheese or hot dog or something really special that's only used for this game. It's a training session, but to your dog, it's got to be fun. It's a game. And especially if your dog has those breeds in your dog that you say your dog has. I mean, it's actually in the breed description of Irish setters. It's actually in the breed description. Dogs that like to have a rollicking good time. That's exactly how it's put. So, I mean, these are dogs that like to have fun. So if you can convince your dog this is fun, all the better. And then your dog is 2 feet away from you and say your dog's name and come. Your dog is, but your dog, if your dog does bolt the other way, you don't want to give your dog the opportunity, if possible. But if your dog does bolt the other way, impossible to get very far because you've got a long leash. You can get those at pet supply stores or online. You know, they're like 16-foot leads. So it gives your dog a lot of space. They're light leads. Choose the lighter, the better. So your dog doesn't feel like, oh, I'm on a leash.
I see.
Your dog, if your dog goes in the other direction, either tie the leash to you or hold it so your dog can only get so far. But give your dog, say, come, come, and make it further every time. Eventually take off the leash, but I would wait a long time before I do that. Get it down perfectly on leash, then on leash with distractions, like someone else is playing with the dog. The dog sees a squirrel across the street. Something is distracting, and that's when you call the dog. And if your dog does it then, the payoff is worth it to your dog to come back to you. And your dog probably won't run out and will be out. In the meantime, what we're doing is we're also taking the habit away. So right now the habit is if I let you off leash, you go bolt that way, it sounds like. So this is not giving that an opportunity to happen.
Okay. I'll try that, and I like that idea, and that's what I'll try here in the future. So I can get her trained like I have her in the woods. We'll be perfect.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, no guarantees of your money back on this one. And the thing about backyards, certainly, though, you've got to be there. So if you're not there to supervise, then your dog will be curious and want to wander off.
Well, thanks for your suggestion. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. Let us know what happens.
Absolutely. I'll be in
touch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. And I will stand here and I will explain to you in a moment how I was wrong about my response, what to do about the problem that still persists, puppy mills. Next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
There's a new flu called canine influenza threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
So 21 years ago when I began my national newspaper column, puppy mills were around for sure. And I would write about them on occasion, and in doing so, I would talk to representatives from either those who would enforce puppy mills, those who would inspect puppy mills, so the state departments of agriculture. So if I was focusing on Missouri, it might be someone from the Missouri State Department of Agriculture, whatever state, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which overall oversees all of that. And they would either tell me, depending on the year my conversation happened to be, their response would be, oh, we're doing something about it. Don't worry. Wait till next year. They'll be gone. Or they would tell me, you know what? We have inspectors that are out there. They're doing their job. These places we're tightening up. Don't worry. They're going to disappear. Or they would tell me, puppy mills. What puppy mills? No such thing. There aren't puppy mills. We don't find any of these things. Or they would tell me, our inspectors do a great job. They're there. They're catching them. You don't have to worry about it. Well, no matter what answer they gave me, the puppy mills would persist and persist and persist year after year after year. And in some ways, the problem, I guess, has gotten worse, which I'll get to in a moment. So I thought, you know what? Maybe the answer is, so the answer doesn't seem to be, because one of the answers I left out from the departments of agriculture were, you're right. We have no resources to do anything. We have no budget. So we don't have enough inspectors to go around. So I thought, you know what, let's reach out to the general public through my various platforms and help people to understand where to get dogs, where not to get dogs, and it would be supply and demand. So if people were more careful about where they got their dogs, maybe the pet stores and others, and this was before online became nearly as big as it is now as a choice to get dogs or cats, maybe then people would make the right decision and it would be, I'm no economic major, but it would be supply and demand. And as the demand dwindled, the supply would dwindle. And that actually, I think, began to happen for a couple of reasons. One is the pet superstores came about. So one of the ways, the most significant ways, way really, over the years that we get these puppy mill dogs is from pet stores. Pet stores, a responsible breeder will never sell to a pet store, ever. They want to know who's getting their dog. So where are these pet stores getting their dogs from? Well, pet stores that are independent pet stores greatly went out of business. And it wasn't because of the supply and demand thing that I talked about. It really was because of the pet superstores coming in, just like the big bookstores. So when Barnes & Noble and Borders came in, for better or worse, the small guys disappeared. Same thing happened in the pet store world. So a lot of the smaller players were hit, and a lot of them were aging out also as they hit retirement age or older. So the new guys that came in, for ethical reasons, they realize selling dogs from puppy mills is not the right thing to do. It's also a lot of trouble, a lot of work. But some pet stores and some of the chains for sure still sell these dogs. So a couple of years ago, as I saw that my method, if you will, of just educating the public is enough, just wasn't enough. And I saw online this organic thing happening where people on their own created, and ultimately what came out of that was an organization called the Puppy Mill Project. But at first, it was organically online saying, we're not going to tolerate this anymore. And actually, community by community, and now we're at about 100 or more communities, have legislated against dogs and cats being sold, and in some cases rabbits, at pet stores. You can't buy them at pet stores, or you're not supposed to, in Chicago or anywhere in Cook County, for that matter, or Los Angeles or North Miami Beach or San Diego or Albuquerque or Toronto, and the list of cities goes on and on and on and continues to grow. Every week or two or three, another city or two is added to it. And it's greatly, now it's a bit more organized,
But it was happening and is happening because people just can't take it anymore. And you know what? I can't either. I mean, it's enough. The concern I have is that these places have gone online and they make it look like they are rescues when they are, in fact, puppy mills. So that'll be part two that I talk about in upcoming weeks. But for now, be careful where you buy your pets if you're purchasing online. Be extra careful. Ideally, visit the place yourself. And if you are purchasing at a pet store, well, in fact, just don't do it. No, do not purchase a dog, cat, or rabbit unless it's from an adoption agency like it's Adoption Day. But don't purchase from a pet store. Coming up next, a conversation about what to do about the community cats, those cats we call feral cats.
Call toll-free at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Not a vet, but he does smell like a dog. You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
We need to sound the bugles or something. Do we have bugles back there? Because this is so exciting. We have a pioneer on the phone. Louise Holton, the president of Alley Cat Rescue, said we've got to do something decades ago about community cats. And what she has done is support what's called Trap, Neuter, Return. The short term to say is TNR is what people call it. Louise, in fact, you were a pioneer. You saw years ago that, okay, nothing else has worked through the decades. We've got to do something. This is something that's best for the cats. It's the most humane solution, and it's the best thing we can do for communities as well. So I think the best place to start might be to explain what the heck it is I'm talking about for people who don't know what TNR is.
Right. Okay. It's, trap, neuter, return. So you trap the feral cats or the alley cats you may see in your neighborhood. You get them to the vet and you spay and neuter and give them shots, rabies specific.
Sure.
And then you ear tip them. So cut a tiny tip off the left ear so they can be identified if they ever go to animal control. Everyone now knows that ear tipping is the universal method of identifying which cats have been TNR'd, and then you return them to the site where you found them, where they have caretakers of them daily. They build them shelters. They give them daily food and water. And they provide care for them for the next 10 years that they can live in that colony. So it becomes a managed, stabilized colony.
Now, obviously, they can't reproduce if they're spayed or neutered. Newcomers that come in don't have that little ear notch, so you'd be able to trap them. One of the criticisms, though, is that it simply doesn't work. I'm not sure how, but that's a criticism. The other criticism is that this method allows the cats to live, which most people in communities want. Having said that, they supplement themselves with a variety of food. And in truth, they do kill some songbirds. They kill some lizards. They kill whatever they can get, depending geographically on where they are in the country. So how do you respond to that?
Yes, that is true. The main thing, though, with a cat, if a cat is built to kill mammals, small mammals, rats and mice, some cats become bird specialists. But many years ago, in the 1959, I think, a very famous ecologist and scientist found out that cats are actually rodent specialists. Their bodies are suited to catch rodents. So honestly, the thing is they do help to keep down the rodent population in our cities and our towns.
That's actually so true. That's so true that in Chicago, I believe in Los Angeles as well, there are now programs. One is from Treehouse Humane Society in Chicago, for example, called Cats at Work. And
yes,
as they've cut back, they being the public officials, and what they spend on rat abatement in a big city. I'm just telling you the truth here. They've said, okay, you've got these cats anyway, and the Chicago aldermen, for example, are thrilled that Treehouse, the cat shelter, is able to say, okay, we're going to take these cats that are outdoors anyway. We're going to move them to a place where they can help you. I don't know how many rats they really kill, but what they do is they're there. The rats see them there. They smell them there. And then they look for new real estate, those rats. And the problem isn't there anymore.
Yes, that's exactly true. And I'm very aware of Treehouse's program, and it's fabulous. And the other great place to use as an example is Disney World and Disneyland. They have for decades kept cats to keep this, not Mickey Mouse, but wild rodents under control. So Disney World and Disneyland have wonderful cat programs where underground they've got all these kitties taking care of the rats and mice, as I say, other than Mickey Mouse.
Yes, and there are lots of resorts that do that. In fact, all over the world, not only in America. So the idea here is that no matter where you are, you don't have to be living at a resort. You don't have to be in a big city. It doesn't matter. There are community cats everywhere, and you can do something humane about it that's best for the cats, but also benefiting your community. There's a book called Alley Cat Resource Guide to Managing Community Cats. Louise is the author. Alley Cat Resource Guide to Managing Community Cats. Have I got that right, Louise?
That's correct, yes. And you can get the book on Amazon. And we cover all parts of TNR in the book. We cover how to go about trapping. We cover the health care of feral cats, rabies, guidelines for everything you can think of.
Everything there is to need to know is in Alley Cat Rescue Guide to Managing Community Cats. Louise, thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve.
Back to your phone calls next, 866-554-PETS.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
is Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Oh, don't worry. He's been fixed. Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. George in Washington, you're on the radio. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, Steve.
Hi. What's happening?
I'm calling about my German Shepherd, which is 13 and a half years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become to have a real problem with him pooping in the house,
which he's
never done before. He doesn't pee in the house or anything. We take him out. We take him out all the time to try and have him poop outside, you know. But this started about 2 months ago, and I'm real concerned about what we can do about it.
Sure.
He's having pain, you know, in his back hips, and he's getting old.
Yeah. Okay, so first of all, is he doing this consistently at a certain time of day and also consistently at a certain place indoors?
Well, we take him. My wife takes him down at nighttime to try and get him to go then because after he ate.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't go half the time. He pees all the time. And then we bring him in. And then about 12 o'clock, you know, come over to me and wake me up, and so we take him out again. And sometimes he'll poop then or wait, but he always pees. And then I take him out again about probably 4 or 5 o'clock just to make sure. But he gets up. He sleeps right next to our room here.
Uh-huh. How many
times? Gets up and comes in and lays right in the front of the bed. And we've caught him before. I don't think he realizes. I don't know how it works, but I don't think he realizes he's doing it, you know?
Hmm.
You lay there, and all of a sudden you look, and here's two or three round poop, you know?
Mm-hmm. Have there been any changes in his diet?
No. In fact, he's getting fatter, which I don't like either, but we did take, I put him on glucosamine, chondroitin, or mm-hmm. whatever.
Chondroitin, yeah.
And for some reason, the one we got from Costco and that, it kind of gave him diarrhea or a stomach ache.
Okay, so let me jump in here with a couple of thoughts. At the end of all this, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell you now. You need to see your veterinarian. Because there may be more than one issue going on at once. Dogs sometimes get canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome as they age. And that's a very fancy way of saying Alzheimer's in dogs. And like in people, it doesn't just occur overnight. It actually takes some time to happen. So slowly, gradually, you might see, and if you do see any of these things, it's an indication that this is a possibility. So you might see changes in the interaction your dog has with people, your dog seemingly not remembering people, your dog sometimes being disoriented, actually confused about where am I in the house? Dog sometimes trying to get into a room, going the wrong side of the door even, just general confusion. And changes in the sleep-wake cycle. So a dog that, I know that as they age, they sleep more, but a dog that's even sleeping more and seems uninterested in the same way that your dog did when your dog was younger in being involved with the family, sort of aloof from the family. So if you see any of those things or a combination of those things, then I would say ask your veterinarian about what I just described, which is canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome. Are you seeing any of those signs?
Not really. He's a very sociable dog, except for he doesn't get out and walk as much, you know.
Sure. So it could be that this is related to pain. So your dog, apparently from what you said, may be in some pain. So there are all sorts of possibilities, as I said, and changes in diet could cause something, and I'm unclear as to whether you have changed the dog's diet at some point. At the end of all this, you do need to see your veterinarian. I don't have an instant response as to what's going on. Dogs do, as they age, sometimes have gastrointestinal issues, just as people might. That might be what's going on. Maybe your dog is signaling you that I've got to go out, and you're not seeing that signal, and now your dog is into this routine of going in the middle of the night, and you're not always up to take the dog out, so your dog's got to go, even more urgently in an older dog than a younger dog who might have been able to hold it, because you've gotten into this change of routine just because. And it could be something else that's medical going on, or as I said, this could be, and I'm not saying it is at all, but it could be the start of canine cognitive dysfunction syndrome, but maybe not. It seems like your dog is trying to tell you, I got to go. So take all of this information to the veterinarian. Regarding glucosamine can be a really good idea. It has, if it's the right product, not a product you get at Costco necessarily, but Dosaquin would be the name of the product. It does have, that's the best, to my personal way of thinking, veterinary product that's available. It's called Dosaquin, and it has some, it's thought, activity to fight pain. But it's really mostly to be used in younger dogs as well as a preventive to sort of lubricate those joints. You're at the point now where that might not be enough, and you might need a true pain reliever, of which there are several possibilities. The biggest thing you can do to relieve joint pain
is weight loss. And you mentioned your dog is overweight. So you need to see the veterinarian about the myriad of items that we just talked about. But in addition to that, how to get the weight down, which may be contributing to all of this.
Yeah. How about we did change his dog food to a different brand about 2 months ago.
So if this started, did this? But you said it started how long ago?
It's been going on for 2 to 3 months.
Well, it could be as simple as this. You know, dogs respond differently to different dog food brands, and this one just might not be the right choice for your dog. It may be a perfectly good dog food, but not for your dog. So that's a possibility as well. But, you know, because of the weight gain, because of the fact that there is a change of behavior, I would see your veterinarian anyway. It sounds, and because your dog is in pain, you have a lot to talk about with your veterinarian, who may say, just go back to brand X, see what happens. And it may turn out that this problem disappears just because you went back to the right food for your dog. However, there's still lots to talk about with your veterinarian.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea here.
All right.
Okay, well, I appreciate your information.
All right. Well, thank you. Let us know what happens, as I often say.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I enjoy your show. Anyway.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you,
Steve.
Thanks. Our phone number, 866-554-PETS. And by the way, when I do say, and I do, let us know what happens, you often do that. And I appreciate that. I learn from it. I appreciate the fact that I am able to help most people. But if I can't, then, okay, maybe we can come up with a better solution. Again, phone number, 866-554-PETS. I enjoy it. I like it. I need it. For you to email me your questions. Pet behavior questions, that's steve@petworldradio.net. This week we talk about a listener whose arm, one of them, is so much longer than the other. What is her dog doing to cause this? Next.
Call toll free at 866-554-PETS. Or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Last night I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston! Here, boy! We need you!
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat! That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
Got critters on your critter? Fluffy and Fido love to be petted, of course, but fleas and ticks may make them too uncomfortable and unpleasant to enjoy this closeness. Visit the Companion Animal Parasite Council website at petsandparasites.org for more tips on staying healthy and keeping your pet free from parasites. And take that critter for a ride to see your veterinarian. Fluffy and Fido will thank you.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today, or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
There's a new flu called canine influenza threatening the health of dogs, and it's been confirmed in many places. Now, this is different than the swine flu, and humans can't get it. But canine flu is highly contagious and easily spread. That means virtually every dog exposed will catch it. Like human flu, the majority of dogs do recover, but in some cases it can be fatal. Fortunately, there's a new vaccine that can protect your dog. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, Dr. Chris Carpenter will be here to talk about a program called Vet Set Go. And Michael Shikashio talks about the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants. So you need a person who's an expert in animal behavior. Do you just walk down the street and see someone who has a sign on their door that says, I'm an expert on animal behavior? Are they really? What letters should you look for after that person's name? And what qualifications should you ask about? That's a part of our conversation next week.
Three simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my dog is 35 pounds and pulling my arm out of its socket from Barbara somewhere in cyberspace. What do I do? Do I contact the chiropractor? I can't comment on the chiropractor. If you need one, yeah, sure. I can't recommend one either. But here's what I can recommend. That's dog training for your dog. I mean, clearly. So here's the thing. I mean, our dogs should be allowed to sniff a bit on their walks. That's fine. So let your dog do its sniffing. But when you want your dog to walk at your side, there is a way to train your dog to do it. It's called positive reinforcement dog training, is a general term. Use a treat that your dog really likes. If your dog is not motivated by food, a toy, a squeaky toy, might do the trick. But most dogs will go for something like a Vitabone Chewies. I mean, something really tasty. You could dispense quickly. It's not a big chew bone, you know, something that takes them just seconds to taste and swallow. And that is what you need. You hold that by your side, not way ahead of you where the dog is, but by your side. If you hold it at your side, your dog is more likely to be at your side and to look up at you. In fact, it's not a bad idea to even give this all a cue and say, watch me. So your dog is watching you. Easier for your dog to watch you, for your dog, from being right there. Not behind you, not in front of you, but being right at your side. Now, it doesn't have to be a perfect dog show heel that you need to do, but you don't want your dog, of course, pulling your arm out of your socket. That's not healthy for anyone. It also may pull on your dog. So if you're using a choke collar, one of those chain link collars or a prong collar, those look like the cartoon dog collars with the pointy things coming out, don't do that. Don't do that anyway. I mean, you don't want to choke your dog. It's sometimes referred to as a choke collar for a reason, right? It's got that name for a reason. So I wouldn't recommend that anyway. But for a dog that's pulling, here's what happens. The more the dog pulls, the more you pull back. The more you pull back, the more the dog pulls. It's called the opposition reflex. Dogs are born with that. So the more you pull one way, the more the dog is hardwired to pull the other way. Use a body harness instead. Lots of great body harnesses out there. Lots and lots and lots of brands and colors. So it matches your dog to choose from. You can email me your questions, steve@petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation about someone who knows a lot about wildlife, and when wildlife is acting a bit odd, why we need to be concerned as we talk about rabies with Dr. Richard Ford.
Call toll-free at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more, there's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%.
now through Sunday.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Rich Ford is a professor of medicine at North Carolina State University and a friend of mine who I have spoken with, I don't know how many times, about this one word. It's rabies. And because we don't see it a lot in America, I think we tend to think it almost doesn't exist. But Dr. Ford, to me, it seems the reason why, and the only reason why we're lucky enough not to see it a lot, is because we vaccinate for it. Otherwise, we would see it. Am I right about that?
Well, you are. You are, as usual. You've got that down. The fact is, we still see it. In fact, just looking at the data now, we've got just less than 6,000 cases of rabies confirmed in the United States. In 2013, the last year of surveillance data. You know, what's interesting, Steve, is you've got those are mostly wildlife, and that's raccoons and skunks and coyotes. But we still see, I I think a lot of your listeners probably aren't aware of the fact that about 90 dogs are confirmed with rabies each year, and about 250 cats are confirmed with rabies every year.
So I want to talk about the dog and cat part of this in a second, but people think of rabies, they often think, well, two things. First of all, it's from very old movies, and it really doesn't happen anymore, and you just point out that it did. Secondly, they think about bats. And when you rattled off the wild animals, you didn't mention bats.
Well, they certainly are one of the wildlife. They're not terrestrial. Obviously, they fly around. Bats, about the statistics suggest that about 1, maybe as much as 2% of the bat population in the United States is rabid. And that poses a really interesting challenge to people who have bats in the belfry. Bats in the house have transmitted rabies to exclusively indoor house cats. Kind of an interesting phenomenon.
Well, yeah, so here's the thing. I didn't plan on going down this path, but I think it's really important. So people say, and I understand how they say it, my cat's indoors only. Two things. First of all, is the cat really indoors only? Some people, their definition of indoors only means the cat goes out on the patio, may even go in the backyard every once in a while. So is it really indoors only? The second thing is, even if it is indoors only indoors, you point out it can, it's not likely to, but it can happen that rabies would be transmitted to an indoor cat.
It has happened.
So the concern then, you know, is, okay, as a cat owner, I've got an indoor-only cat. Should I vaccinate? Should I not vaccinate? Now, I think in some places it's the law, but still there are no rabies police out there. So, you know, what is the right thing to do in your opinion? And you are one of the world's experts on this topic, actually. If you have an indoor-only cat, is it worthwhile? Is there any risk to vaccinating that cat?
Well, Steve, every group of us that writes vaccination guidelines and as part of the National Rabies Awareness Initiative that we're talking about now, we categorically recommend people who own indoor cats comply with either state or local law, or if there is none, then they go ahead and take the initiative to have a cat vaccinated for rabies. It's absolutely one of the best values in healthcare for animals that's out there. And the reason is the consequences of an unvaccinated cat or dog being exposed to a rabid, let's say bat or raccoon or skunk, are huge. And they cost the owner money, possibly even cost the cat or the dog its life.
So if it's not vaccinated, to be clear, in some places, if that cat bites somebody, then that cat could be quarantined or euthanized, depending on what the laws are in that place.
Well, the public health community dictates what would happen if it's an unvaccinated cat. The laws are extremely strict following suspected or known exposure. And see, that's what this National Rabies Initiative is all about. This is a two-part effort to educate not only the veterinarians on what the local and state regulations and laws are for rabies, but to make the dog and cat owner aware of the fact that rabies is, in fact, still relevant.
Extremely well put. Is there a website people can go to?
We are publishing a website now, rabiesaware.org.
Excellent. Dr. Ford, thank you so much.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They will be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates
still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalk Radio,